Ada Lovelace, the woman who wrote the first computer program. My father was a famous poet, but I became a brilliant mathematician. I worked with Charles Babbage and helped him to develop the analytical engine. People today call me the world's first computer programmer. I was born in 1815 in London, England. My father was the famous poet, Lord Byron, and my mother was Lady Annabella Milbank, or Lady Byron. Unfortunately, my father died when I was only 8 years old. My mother and I lived with her parents, my grandparents. Women didn't usually get an education at that time, and they didn't go to school. But my mother, who was also very good at maths, wanted me to have an education. She arranged for me to have private lessons with a teacher. It was good that my mother wanted me to have an education. However, she had very clear ideas about what was good for my mind. She didn't want me to study the arts because she didn't want me to be like my father. She wanted me to study mathematics and scientific subjects. I had many excellent teachers. They included William Friend, Augustus De Morgan, and the science writer Mary Somerville. I also studied very hard. Some of my mother's friends thought that I worked too hard. When I was 14 years old, I became ill. For a long time, I couldn't walk or move my body, and I had to stay in bed for more than a year. But I continued to study many subjects. I was taught music, and I became a very good musician. I also learnt many languages, but mathematics was always my best subject. I thought numbers were beautiful, and I became very interested in mathematical and scientific developments at that time. My scientific abilities became clear when, in 1828, I drew a design for a flying machine. During this time, I read and enjoyed Mary Somerville's book, The Mechanism of the Heavens. It was about developments in mathematical astronomy. Mary and I became good friends, and in 1834, she introduced me to the scientist William Lord King. William was 10 years older than me. Mary also introduced me to the work of Charles Babbage, who at that time was Lucasian Professor of Mathematics at Cambridge. I learnt that Babbage was working on a device called the Difference Engine, a machine that could make mathematical calculations. When I was 18, Babbage and I were introduced at a society called the Statistical Society. He explained that he was developing the Difference Engine into a new machine called the Analytical Engine. Babbage's ideas were new and exciting, and they made me think about the changing future of mathematics. When I was 19, in 1835, William Lord King and I got married, and later we had three children. In 1838, William was given the title Earl Lovelace. People called me the Countess of Lovelace. As a result of my marriage and my friendship with Mary Somerville, I met some very important people. I was introduced to the inventor, David Brewster, and to Charles Dickens, the famous writer. I also met the famous scientists, Charles Wheatstone and Michael Faraday. They came to our house for dinner and spent the evening discussing their ideas with me. Charles Babbage and I had the same interests, and I understood his work better than most people. We began to exchange letters and share our ideas. In 1842, Charles went to Turin in Italy, and he gave a lecture on his work. The famous Italian mathematician Luigi Menabrea was there, and he published an article on the most important parts of Babbage's speech. My Italian was very good, so I offered to translate Menabrea's article into English. Charles was happy for me to do this. He also asked me to add my own notes to the translation. It took me 9 months to write down all my ideas. The final document was 3 times longer than Menabrea's article. Charles Babbage was very happy with the article, and he decided to publish it. As a result, it appeared in Richard Taylor's Scientific Memoirs in 1843. At the time, the politicians did not believe in Babbage's work, and they did not want to invest a lot of money in it. They could not understand that he had made a very important breakthrough. Babbage never wrote articles, and he preferred to show people his ideas and designs. I preferred to write things down. So together, we made a very good team. I wanted people to understand Charles Babbage's work and how important it was. I believed that his machine was important for the future, for science and other important purposes. People could use it for artistic purposes too. For example, writing music and drawing pictures. In my notes, I worked out an algorithm to calculate a group of numbers called Bernoulli's numbers. It was the first time an algorithm had been used with a computer. The analytical engine is now seen as an early model for a computer, and my notes were a description of its software. People today understand that it was the world's first computer program. We didn't know it then, but we were causing the beginnings of the digital age. People now remember me as the first writer of computer software. But I was interested in many scientific subjects. In 1844, I visited the English electrical engineer Andrew Cross to learn how to carry out electrical experiments. After this, I wrote a paper called Researches on Magnetism. Unfortunately, it was never published. But I also became very interested in the brain and how it creates feelings in human beings. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to develop these interests. In 1852, problems with my health returned, and I found out that I had cancer. I cried as I said goodbye to my children and husband, and I asked to be buried next to my father. I died in the November of the same year in Marylebone, London. I was only 36 years old.